I'm at a seniors lifestyle village on the Gold Coast. We're in a rec room surrounded by about 50 residents and staff, guests, and there's a little stage set up the front with a big sign reading Happy Place Entertainers. It's a troupe of about 12 performers, all with different disabilities. There's singing, dancing, comedy, and of course, rock and roll. The Happy Place Entertainers have been touring the Gold Coast doing performances like these for the past few months. And while there's smiles all round and a lot of laughter, the purpose of this program is about much more than entertainment. It's about expression, creativity, and ambition for the future.
Kiss, because everyone knows the band, everyone knows the song I picked, because it's more like a throwback.
The show was really great, and making a whole lot of special memories.
Fabulous, keep moving, sing great, people love us a lot.
I feel happy on stage.
Parties, discos, Friday nights, Saturday night.
It makes me feel a very good inside.
Let me introduce you to Stanley Rosenberg.
I feel happy.
He does busking around the picturesque beach of Surfers Paradise. It's a tourist hotspot on the Gold Coast. And people love him.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I am gorgeous.
He's even amassed 135,000 followers on TikTok. But today, he's singing for us.
I'm never shy or anything. I feel great. I feel happiness.
The architect of this cultural foray is Alison Grabham. She's a disability support worker with an organisation called Aruma.
These guys are so confident, you know, as obviously you've got doing all these interviews. They really are confident. And I love that they really look forward to it. They get so excited leading up to it. Yeah, there's a little bit of stage fright on the day, but they always come through. And, you know, I think that they get a lot of satisfaction seeing the audience and the way that they respond to them. You know, there's not a lot of opportunities in their lives where there is a group of people, a group of 50 people that are celebrating them. You know, probably the biggest challenge, I would say, is, just the song choices. You know, I've had to say, look, no, we're not doing Numb by Linkin Park. It's not happening. you know, we usually can come up with some sort of a compromise that will be acceptable for this type of environment. There were four Posh Spices on stage today. And we did have some challenges leading up to, you know, it doesn't matter what Spice Girl you want to be. So we have to learn teamwork, we have to learn empathy and compassion, and we need to, support each other through this.
Riley Blackwell is a testament to that idea.
I feel as though it's got me out of hospital because I had two brain tumours over 11 years ago now.
11 years ago, he was in hospital, facing something all of us would struggle to confront.
Yes, I had to have surgery on the brain to remove the fluid off my brain, and that there was one tumor pushing down on the pituitary gland on the optic nerve, and that's what was bad for me. So I'm still here at least, which is fantastic.
He discovered stand-up comedy while battling for his life.
I've always said laughter is the best medicine. That's what got me out of hospital.
Now he tells jokes for the Happy Place Entertainers.
I just come up with them. Sometimes I read them in joke books and everything. I just love jokes.
His goal is to develop his comedy act here, so that he can help others like him.
I wanted to become a clown doctor when I was in hospital. Yes, I did. I wasn't always wanting to go into to the hospitals and say I've been through what they're going through and all that. It's fantastic. I love it. And they said I could almost become a clown doctor through what they're doing, what I'm doing. It's just fantastic. It's good for the endorphins on the brain and everything. It's fantastic. Gets them thinking of something else apart from them being in treatment and everything. It's fantastic.
He really is just such an amazing character, and he is always laughing. Like, he is telling jokes all day, every day. And, you know, I'm so proud of him because, like, that script, we've been talking about jokes for the last month or so leading up to it. But yeah, come last week, I'm like, oh, I need to write this script. So I actually wrote the script for him, putting together some of the jokes that we had decided on. But he actually didn't read that script until Tuesday. And the way he performed it today was exceptional. So I think he has, you know, he just has such a kind heart, and he's got so much to give, and he really does see that laughter is the way to get through most things. And he makes us all laugh every day.
For us, what looks like just a song and a dance is for folks like Riley a chance to chase their dreams.
I would like to make them laugh a lot, yes, and happy, and tell them what I've been through and all that, and to inspire them to get out of hospital. Thank you. Thanks.